51 at AM 960 KLTF. You mentioned you got a good chance here to be joined by a special guest this morning on our morning show here on AM 960. And that is, we are joined now by the National Commander of the American Legion, Denise H. Rowan. She is the first woman to be elected to that top position. Good morning, Commander. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Ron.
So give us a little background about yourself, first of all. I take it, of course, U.S. Army veteran. And tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that and how you got involved in becoming the commander of the American Legion.
Well, I am an Army veteran. I went to basic training at Fort McCallum, Alabama, and then on to more of the schooling at Fort Lee, Virginia. As I was serving, I met my husband, and when I got out of the military, they couldn't guarantee the two of us being stationed together, so I got out and became a military spouse. And as a military spouse, it became very clear how it's not just the person in uniform who's serving, it's the entire family that serves, the spouses as well as our children who are right there beside our military heroes in uniform. Well, when we landed in the community after we got out of the military and we found the American Legion family, which is the Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, our sons of the American Legion, our American Legion Riders, together we continue to work in the community and continue to give back, which is what we learned while we were in uniform, that we were there to defend and take care of one another. So that my theme is family first, and it's all about taking care of one another. And when we go to send off ceremonies for our deployed soldiers or military personnel, and we say, what can we do to make sure you have one less worry while you're on the battlefield? They always tell us to take care of their families first. And so that's what we're there for, is to just take care of one another.
I think that's a big key. Like you said, family first is a big part of that too. And just recently, of course, last year in August, the National Convention comes up and you become the elected national commander. So what have you been doing since last August to help command the American Legion?
So since last August, it's amazing. We're 8 months into this already. I have visited 40 of the states. I leave for Alaska, and just actually tomorrow morning I leave for Alaska. So I will visit all 50 states before the year is over. But I've also made a trip to the Far East. I've visited South Korea, Okinawa, and the Philippines, Guatemala, where we all have we have military personnel, but we also have American Legion family members in those countries. We were in Puerto Rico, in the Virgin Islands, visiting some of the hurricane damaged areas over there. And this, for Memorial Day, I'll be over in Europe visiting the battlefields over there, as well as our military personnel, their families, and our veterans who live in Europe.
So again, it's just nonstop for you too. And you also talk about a lot of the issues that are facing our veterans today. I just talked to the chaplain of the American Legion here in Little Falls. They're doing a suicide prevention intervention meeting coming up on Thursday night at 6 o'clock here in Little Falls at our VFW. And I know that stress, I know that issues like that are something else that kind of works with the American Legion.
Exactly right. And we are doing our best to help reduce veteran suicide rates. And again, one of the ways that we can get connected is if veterans can find veterans they have things in common with and they can talk to each other. And that's where the veteran service organizations really come in into play, is saying, you know, we have a connection just to the fact that we went through basic training. We all have that in common. Just to be able to sit down and talk to somebody, find their new buddies who are paying attention and listening to what they have to say, and get people the help they need, get them into the VA healthcare system. At least sit there and listen to them and know that they have people who care.
And also, you have a tremendous organization with the American Legion and the American Legion Auxiliary. Your national president from the Auxiliary was just in Little Falls here in central Minnesota last week. So I know that you work very closely with all those parts of the American Legion and the Auxiliary organization.
We do, and it's amazing. This is the first year in a long time that the national president and the national commander come from the same state. We're both from Wisconsin this year, and we are doing our best, as well as our sons of the American Legion national commander, who's from Nebraska. The three of us are covering the United States, and every so often our paths will cross, but we are doing our best to represent our American Legion family across the world.
Well, the American Legion, close to my own family, too, with a military background. My wife is actually the president of the American Legion Auxiliary to a town just east of here in Pierce. So definitely tremendous efforts being done every year by the American Legion. Is there any goals that you still are looking at as you continue your president or commandership?
Well, we just want to make sure our veterans are taken care of. And in the process of taking care of our veterans, we're taking care of our veterans' families also. We want to make sure our military personnel, that they have the equipment, the resources they need. We make sure their families are taken care of. And then the other part of our foundation, the American Legion Families Foundation, is teaching Americanism to not just our school kids, but the entire country, teaching about what it means to be an American and making sure that the children and youth of our nation are taken care of. And people can see so much more information about the Legion family at our website, which is legion.org, or just stopping by a local Legion post and learning what's being done in the community to help one another.
Well, again, we are talking here this morning with the American Legion First Female National Commander, U.S. Army veteran Denise Rowan, who promotes family first in her agenda. Denise, thank you and all your family for what they've done and continued success again as the National Commander this year. And has Minnesota been one of the states that you've been to yet?
I was in Minnesota. I came into Minneapolis for my tour of Minnesota the day after the Super Bowl came to an end. So the airport was very crowded of people leaving while I was coming in. So.
Well, hopefully Minnesota maybe will be on your agenda again as we head into the summer months ahead.
It definitely will be, because our 100th convention is going to be held in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the end of August. So I will most definitely be back in Minneapolis this summer.
Well, we look forward to that here. Hopefully maybe up in central Minnesota also too. And continued success for you as the Legion Commander, and all the best to you the rest of this year. And where can they go again for more details on the American Legion?
For more details about the Legion, you can go to legion.org.
Perfect. Commander, thank you so much for joining me today.
You bet. Thanks, Ron.